19-year-old Jordan LaPerry is busy pushing wheelbarrows piled high with little plastic bait jars up and down the South Harbor dock ramp. LaPerry's been fishing since the tender age of 6. He's done plenty of seining and gill netting, but crabbing is something new, and he is in high spirits.
I'm feeling great. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good experience. I've never been crabbing before.
The captain of the Nolan Michael, a family friend, needed a deckhand, and LaPerry needed a job. It was an easy match.
I wanted just to go seining, but then he said he wanted to go try dungey crabbing first before for about 10 days, a couple weeks or so, and see how many crabs show up. If none show up, we'll just leave, get ready to go seining, put the seine net on.
That kind of versatility is one strategy commercial fishermen use in the absence of a stock assessment survey for Dungeness crab in Southeast Alaska. They won't know how long they'll be able to crab until managers have a chance to track the harvest from the first week. At that point, state crab biologists will use those numbers, as well as a few other variables, to predict the total harvest and make decisions about whether to keep the season open the full length until August 15th or end it early. Connor Yeager is one of 189 registered crab permit holders, 86 from Petersburg. He was up on the crane dock, transferring hundreds of crab pots to his boat. He says the hardest thing about the round-the-clock schedule of crabbing is
probably staying awake.
Yeah?
Yeah, the physical part of it isn't so much. It's kind of the mental part, being able just to stay awake for a couple days at a time and have the same pace.
How do you do that?
Coffee.
Yeah?
Lots of coffee.
He says it's also getting tougher to keep up with the rising costs of equipment, insurance, and just keeping the boat going. According to the Department of Fish and Game, the total Dungeness harvest for last summer was below their predictions, around 1.9 million pounds. But the prices were high, on average $3.03 a pound. And that's one of the reasons why, after a decade of crabbing, Yeager is still at it.
We get the same price for crab that we did last year, and their predictions are what they are. I think people will be doing okay.
Jason Miller was also on the crane dock, converting his boat, the Aleutian Spirit, over to salmon seine gear for the season opener.
There you go, down.
He spent the last few winters, and even a few summers, fishing for squid in California. It's been lucrative. But he's decided to try for salmon again here, and is hoping they'll materialize after a few years of weak runs.
I heard the price is going to be much stronger this year because of the demand and the lack of production the last two seasons for pinks and chums.
The Department of Fish and Game is forecasting a strong pink salmon harvest in Southeast, just above the 10-year average. But for seiners and crabbers like Jordan LaPerry, estimates only go so far, and attitude is everything right now.
Hopefully we get at least 10 crab per pot. That's the goal. It's a high goal, but gotta set your goals high.
The Dungeness crab season opened June 15th, and seiners and gill netters had their first openings of the summer season June 18th. In Petersburg, I'm Nora Sachs.